some basic mistakes may be undermining U.S. efforts to control Sunni Muslim regions of Iraq. U.S. and Iraqi forces have started an offensive in one of those areas. Over the weekend, they claimed success in the city of Samarra. But nearby, some local Iraqi officials and U.S. military commanders say bad government is hurting efforts to stabilize the region. They point to flaws in Iraq's interim government and in the U.S. reconstruction. NPR's Emily Harris reports from Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit.
The governor of Diyala province has a problem. His capital, Bakuba, is now relatively calm, but police officers aren't getting paid on time. Governor Abdullah Al-Jaburi says the money isn't coming through from Baghdad.
The problem is they've changed three interior ministers within 7 months, and they're using the same old routine. And the other thing is, I think it's the finance ministry. They run out of money.
American commanders here say Iraqi cops need to be paid because they're putting their lives on the line. No regular salary also increases the appeal of working with the insurgency, taking shots at U.S. soldiers in exchange for cash. In June, the U.S. military picked up half the tab for almost 300 police officers in Diyala province who hadn't been paid since the previous November. Since then, 500 more police officers have been hired, but no salaries for any of them arrived for July or August. Colonel Dana Pittard, the commanding U.S. officer in Diyala province, says his boss just fired off a letter to the Interior Ministry, drawing a line in the sand.
Okay, this is it. The Iraqi government can't figure it out. We're not paying anymore.
Still, Pittard is hesitant to criticize too harshly the nascent interim government in Baghdad. But he has no such inhibitions about the centrally planned American reconstruction effort. The American occupation government, the CPA, may have dissolved at the end of June, and the Reconstruction Office rechristened as the Project and Contracting Office, or PCO. But Pittard says the damage from what he calls ad hoc management remains. He no longer spreads the word among Iraqis that big money is on the way. He says delays in funding reconstruction have hurt U.S. credibility.
We have 175 unfunded projects right now in Diyala, worth about $30 million. I'll tell you, with $100 million, the insurgency is over with. It's over with in Diyala. $100 million. Now, PCO one day will give us $717 million. Isn't that nice? But we need it now.
Iraqi provincial officials in this area echo that view. Things have somewhat improved, says the governor of Kirkuk, since the U.S. reconstruction program hired a local representative. The governor says his biggest problem is tens of thousands of land ownership disputes between Kurds and Arabs. The U.S. military warns of chaos if Iraq's national government doesn't make solving this problem a top priority. Kirkuk's Governor Abdulrahman Mustafa agrees.
We think that slow process is directly related to the activity of the central government in Baghdad, which has to act seriously and as soon as possible to resolve this problem.
Although military officials in the area agree with much of the criticism of Baghdad rulers, they also say local Iraqi officials need to take more responsibility. General John Batiste, who oversees the region northwest of Baghdad, says it's a challenge to hand over real authority when Iraqis are slow to accept it.
For the idea that they can do things down at the provincial level outside of Baghdad on their own, the fact that they're empowered under a democracy to move out, to take a program and decide how they want to do it and do it.
At a recent meeting with the region's governors, U.S. military officials gave the Iraqis updates on Iraqi security forces training and explained the plan for Iraqi elections. The standard military metaphor for taking over a command is switching drivers. In this part of Iraq, it's clear that the Americans are still largely in the driver's seat. Emily Harris, NPR News, Tikrit.